Proceeding further, now we'll look at this concept which we call a profit center evaluation. So first we'll define what is a profit center. Normally what happens, any particular unit where you are looking at that unit being responsible as a strategic business unit, where it has got to deliver on certain type of expectations, and there is an element of revenue and expenses involved, then in order to evaluate that, we will treat that particular center as a profit center. That means it contributes to the profit of the organization. So one element of the profit, or rather one side of the profit, facet of the profit that we saw was, what is the return you are getting on sales? That means if I sell at a certain price and there is a certain cost, then that surplus or that residue which is there between what I realize and what I have incurred as cost comes to me as a profit. But we also saw that just that element of profit or as a percentage may not be a proper yardstick to find out whether that particular product or that center is the best. Like in the earlier case, we found that even in a case where you are making only 20 rupees per unit, just because you are selling more and you are keeping lesser stock, you discover that your return is better than the other, where you are making 50 rupees as a profit for every unit sold. To understand this concept, let us take a simple example. Let us take the case of, supposing there is one chap who sets up a small shop in the morning, variable, he purchases and sells packets of milk, liquid milk. So, you know, he may be in the morning setting up a small little corner where you will have some plastic trays. He buys milk packets from whoever is a vendor and he sells it to customers. It may be door delivery and all. Let us presume that this milk which he purchases, he buys at a cost of rupees. For our assumption, we say that the cost is rupees 1450 per liter. And let us say he sells it at rupees 15 per liter. That means per liter he gets a 50 paisa margin. Let us further assume that he has got 100 customers who buy on an average 2 liters of milk per day. So his daily purchase will be how much? It will be 100 into 2 into 14.50. So this comes to rupees 2900. This is his daily purchase. And his daily sales will be similarly 100 into 2 into 15 rupees. That means rupees 3000 per day. So he makes a gross profit of rupees 100 per day. Clear? Typical type of a situation. This chap also employs a chap who does a little delivery. He may do his own, you know, he has got expenses and all. Supposing we say that his daily expenses are rupees 50. So see what we are saying, that here is a chap who is doing a very simple business. He buys milk and he sells plastic packets. The milk he purchases at rupees 1450 per liter and he sells it at 15 rupees a liter, and generally he has got about 100 customers. They take on an average 2 liters per day. So this is the type of business which he has got. Let us look at this for his annual level. This purchase and sale takes place every day of the year. So his per annum sales are 3000 into 365 days. So this becomes 10,95,000. Quite a lot of sale, huh? What are his annual purchases? His purchases will be same 2900 into 365 days. So that if we take, it will come to 365, that means 100, 36,000. It will be 1,58,500. So he has 36,500 rupees as his gross profit. His daily expenses are 50 rupees. So for the year, that will be 18,250. So his net profit is 18,250. When we take 18,250 divided by 10,95,000, which is his total sale, when we look at his gross profit, let us see these calculations once again. We are making. When we look at his gross profit, 18,250, and we see that as a percentage of his total sales, we find that this net profit is only 1.66% of sales, not even 2%. So obviously, it's not something very attractive for this person. He is taking all the trouble, getting up early in the morning, going and standing, rain, what you have, cold. He does all this business. Though the sale is about 10,95,000, when we look at his profitability, we discover he is only making 18,250 rupees after meeting his expenses, which is primarily something like 1.66%. Doesn't look very attractive. Now, let us look at the same business from a different point of view. This particular business which this chap is doing, obviously, you know, every day he is buying the milk and he is selling. So while he has got to buy the milk on cash, there is a possibility that he may not be able to sell everything on cash. So, you know, some people may buy on cash, some may pay him after a week, some may pay him after 15 days, some may even pay after a month. For our assumption, if we take that he normally gets his money in about 15 days, that's the credit he is giving, then let us see what, how his business looks. We now observe that every day he has to buy 2900 rupees because 1450 into 200 plus he has got to incur that 50 rupees. So 2950 into, we are saying that he gets it back in 15 days. So 2950 into 15 when we do, $4,000 44,250 is what is required for him to invest in terms of the material which he is buying and selling. Correct? Because he goes on investing, as a matter of fact, maybe slightly less, he gets his money back. So every 15 days, this money again comes back in circulation. Okay. He may also have invested in some plastic trays, etc. You know, he has got to keep those milk, he may have a stool or something. For our easier calculation, supposing we say that on that he has invested 1750. So his total investment we find is 46,000, right? 46,000 rupees is the money which he has put in this business. And on this 46,000 which he has put, what is the profit he is earning? 18,250. So if we take 18,250 as a percentage of 46,000, then we discover that he gets about 39.6% return on his capital or on his investment. Now this you will find is not that bad. As a matter of fact, it's quite attractive. Because if he was to put this money in a fixed deposit in a bank, very safe, he could have got 10% max. If he had put it in stock market, one doesn't know. He may make money on the overall, one is not assured of around 40% return. So suddenly when we look at this business, which was only giving him 1.66% return on sales, we now discover that when we look at from the investment point of view, this is not that bad. I am getting a 39% return on my investment. What is it that has changed this? Again, you may also ask a question that while I have done this, I have not taken into consideration what is my cost of capital. This 46,000 which I have invested, now I may have borrowed that money, I may be paying interest on that. Why is that not considered? Well, here the fact is we are looking at what is the opportunity which I may have from that fund going into different business. What is the source of the fund is an independent issue. There may be someone who may be having his own surplus funds which is investing. There may be someone who may be getting a soft loan at a low rate of interest. There may be someone who may be borrowing at a high rate of interest. But that interest cost, while that's a reality which you'll have to reckon whether he should take from that source and do the business or not, it does not affect the profitability prospect of a certain business. Because whatever may be the source from which 46,000 rupees may have come, this business which is selling milk gives you a return of 39% on the investment under these types of conditions. Clear? Having said that, now let us see what is it that actually changed. When we were looking at what was the return on sale, which the earlier example we saw the two products, 1,500, 1,800. Here what we are finding it while the product, the profit percentage here is very low. But when I look at it overall in terms of how much is my return on the money I've invested, it becomes very high. Why? What is it? And then you'll discover that it is because this 46,000 which you have invested, and when your total sales was 10 lakh 95,000, when I divide that by 46,000, I find that my investment has rotated 23.8, or rather about 24 times. And if I multiply 23.8 into 1.66, then I'll find I get this figure, which is 39.6. So the art is, how many times I have been able to rotate my investment. Just like if instead of getting the money in 15 days, our friend was getting the money in 30 days, then you'll discover that this amount doubles. So it becomes 88,500. Then I add 1,750, which makes it 90,250. And when I take same 18,250 divided by this, I discover that my return will drop from 39% maybe to 19%, or 20%, which may come. So primarily here what we are looking at is, if I am able to manage my investment, the turnaround of my investment, then my return on investment improves. The return on sales, which may be low, but when I look at the velocity of my investment turnaround, I may find that my return on investment goes up. This entire thing is very well captured in a concept which we call the DuPont control chart. This concept which we call a DuPont control chart, I'll explain this to you. In this particular model, this was actually discovered by a chemical engineer in this company DuPont, who was in charge of a strategic business unit. And it is something which is a very effective tool, and we'll look at it from the different angles and how it helps you to find out how your profit center is working, what is the return on investment. So what we do here is, on one side we look at what is sales. Now sales is what? Volume multiplied by net realization. So we get revenue. From this we deduct whatever is your cost of goods sold, again for the same volume. So when you deduct that, you get what we call the gross profit. From this we deduct selling, distributing, administrative and marketing expenses. Now obviously selling might be the salesman, their commission, their incentives, distribution, secondary freight, C&FA, depot charges, handling, administrative, sales office, their computers, systems, clerical staff, support staff, power bill, marketing expenses, advertisement, promotion, all what we have got. Once we deduct this, then we get what we call the net profit. This net profit, when we divide by sales, we get what we call return on sales. So this is one side of it, where what we have done the revenue, the expenses, whatever we have. The right-hand side, we look at what is your investment. Now, in investment, you can have fixed capital. Fixed capital means what I have incurred more, which is on a, it is there, invested, like plant, machinery, assets, whatever that we have got. Plus, I can have working capital. Now, normally working capital is current assets less current liabilities. So, normally what happens in current assets, you can have stock, receivables, etc., cash, less manufacturers' credit. When we add these two, we get total investment. If I take sales and I divide by investment, I get what I call turnaround of investment. When I take these two, return on sales and turnaround of investment, and I multiply the two, then I get what I call return on investment. So see here what we have done, if you remember the case, 18,250, which was my net profit, when I divided by sales, which was 10,95,000, I got 1.66. Similarly, when I took my total investment, which was 46,000, and I divided the total sales 10,95,000 by that 46,000, and I got a figure of maybe some 24 times or 25 times. When I multiplied the two, I came to my return of 39%, which in other words is nothing but net profit on sales multiplied by sales on investment. And when the two sales cut off, it becomes net profit on investment. But then why do we go through all these things? We go through these because then we can see why the last effect is the return on investment. We can see how it has been arrived. So supposing if other things are remaining constant, if my sales goes up, then my ROI will go up. If other things remain constant and my cost of sales goes down, again my ROI will go up. If other things remain constant and my these expenses I can reduce, my ROI will go up. Similarly over here, if I am able to reduce my working capital or my fixed capital, my ROI will again improve. So when we look at this whole thing in the total perspective, then we come to this conclusion that if I am going to look at a particular profit center and try and see, you know, what is the way to improve, then we look at these various functions which are coming in it. And there, you cannot do it only on the basis of return on sales. You have also to see what is the resource you have put here. This particular concept is very widely used whenever you are evaluating any performance. And as we move forward, when we look at product, territory, we'll see how this return on investment concept comes in. Okay?